The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
God is awesome. And my intention is to go ahead and continue with this message this morning of the power to get wealth. However, I'm feeling like God has really just kind of taken us in a different direction this morning. I want you to understand that this message about the power to get wealth, Deuteronomy tells us that to remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you the power to get wealth. He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto your fathers, as it is this day. That promise is to all of us. And when we think about, you know, He's talking about wealth, He's talking about possessions, that word, but it also means success. And of course, Joshua tells us that if we take the book of the law, now he was when Joshua said this that's all there was the book of the law that Moses had given them. He said, if you take this book of the law and you meditate in it day and night, you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. So what we know today is we have more than just the book of the law. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the principles that are in the Old Testament that we're to live by, moral principles. And I've already, part of my message has been that we need to have a moral standard, amen, a moral compass, which is this book. It has everything we need to live a godly life, but you have to read it, amen. You not only have to read it, but according to the Word, you get it in your heart. Meditate on it day and night so that it becomes part of your character. Amen? And not only part of your character, but you're strong enough that you have the integrity to live it regardless of the circumstances and the situation that occurs in your life. No matter whether someone's looking or not, you're going to live the Word of God. And if someone threatens to take your life or remove you from a job or whatever it might be, you have the integrity to stand on the Word of God. And it's not always easy. When Daniel was confronted with his prayer every day, three times a day, and he was thrown into the lion's den, he could have denied. He could have said, I won't do that anymore. But he did it, even knowing that that was going to be the consequence, no matter what the consequence. Now, I'm not telling you that you actively try to rebel against your workplace or the government unless that workplace or government is restricting your religious freedom and your ability to worship the living God. Then we have to stand on the Word of God. Amen? No matter where you are. So God, as we think about this, I want you to understand that God's Word is real. And I want to convey to you how powerful it is for us to be able to take this Word, take the things that have happened this morning, and run with it. And know that God is on the throne and that He wants you to be successful. He wants to heal your body. He wants to meet your needs financially. He wants you to be whole emotionally. The only one that doesn't want these things for you is the enemy, Satan. If you think these good things are from the enemy, you're wrong. The enemy doesn't want you to be happy, healthy, whole. The enemy wants you beat down, hardly able to walk, unable to do the things that financially that you know you should do and that God wants you to do. Why is it that we think that being successful is evil? Success is God's idea, not the enemy's idea. So whatever you're doing, God wants you to be extremely successful in it. Now, success is defined by you. What do you think is success? It's not defined by the world. Don't worry about what the world has to say about success. It's not big house, big car, big bank account. Success is what God has told you that you should do and you should accomplish in this life. And maybe, just maybe, it will be huge financial blessings. Hallelujah. I hope so. I hope that there's at least two or three people in here that become millionaires. I'm just saying that have a desire. Yeah, how about all of us? That's good. Absolutely. But how many have a desire for that? Because, you know, it's one thing to have a desire and the willingness to pay the price for it. Okay? I mean, there's a price to be paid to be that, become that successful. But the exciting thing is, in the United States of America, thank God, anybody has that opportunity. You can move in that direction if that's what you want to do. Just make sure that you have everything in order. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen? God is looking to make you successful. Todd, God wants you successful in your workplace, in your life, in your family. In fact, God is moving in a supernatural way right now in your life and in the work, in your work area. He's doing something he's shaking some things and moving some things around. Just have expectation of God moving you to a different level. I don't know if that means He's moving you someplace else or but He's moving you to a different level. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jenna, I've been fighting this all morning, but I gotta tell you that God has he was speaking to me during worship. And He just said, you know, tell her that things are going, there's some changes that's taking place. It's not bad. God is in it. You may not completely understand it, but something is shifting and changing for your benefit in a supernatural way. Hallelujah. I always just want the wisdom of God and direction of the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you this morning that if you're not a tither, start tithing. And I'm not telling you that because I'm the pastor and I want you to tithe into the church. I want you to be blessed. That's why I'm telling you that. I believe what the Word of God says about tithing. That in Malachi, He tells us that He'll rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And He'll open up a window of blessing that we cannot contain. Tammy and I are living that right now. It's not all, you know, I can't say that our life has always been exactly what we wanted it to be. We've always had enough money for every situation, but God has always met our needs. And we're walking in a place right now in our life where it just seems like God is opening up some incredible windows that's just being poured out upon us. Family, finances, emotional, our relationship. But I want you to understand that has not come without paying the price. We have been tithers and givers for years and years and years. And sometimes when it came time to pay the tithe, it would have been easier to put it on a bill than to giving it to God. We made a choice to trust our God. And He's never let us down. He never will. He'll never let you down. He loves you. Why would he? Why would he let his children down? I love my children, my grandchildren so much. You know, Mike and Trish came over to the house last night and brought baby Emberly with them. And she's beautiful. No, I'm grandfather, I'm allowed to say that. You know, she may have been the ugliest thing on the face of the earth, but she would be beautiful to me. However, she is the most beautiful baby I have ever seen. Those are incredible blessings. Those are the kind of things that I chase after. That's what I want. I want my family. I want my grandchildren. I want my son and my daughter-in-law, my daughters to serve the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind. I want my grandchildren to grow up and know that Jesus is salvation, Jesus is strength, Jesus is power, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. All these other things are just sugar. Go along with it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Otis, do you have anything to share with people? Getting a word for anyone?
A specific person, no.
Okay.
But I have something I can share.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
You know, it's kind of funny that Pastor says that, because I do have a couple things on my heart that the Lord has been speaking. And a lot of it has to do with not giving up. In the middle of the fight that we're in, I dealt a little bit with this earlier. Sometimes things on the surface, it looks like it's going crazy. And I believe God is stretching us. We're at a time of stretching and finding out who we really are. Mm-hmm. And in that process of allowing God to stretch us and God doing, you know, he's going to stretch us even if we don't want to. It's like going to see a chiropractor and you know you need to be stretched out. I really feel that that's where we're at right now, where God's trying to align the church, but it doesn't feel good. And, you know, it's a time like this that people question, well, why don't I see so-and-so anymore? Where's so-and-so? I was walking through Kroger parking lot just yesterday thinking about this and thinking about the questions that you hear sometimes. Where's so-and-so? Why don't I see them anymore? And God is saying that we have to remember we're in the middle of a struggle, and just because you don't see someone for a moment doesn't mean that they won't return to where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And when things are out of joint and all messed up and you ache, you feel the pain of serving God, do not lose heart, because he's stretching us for a reason. And when we are in the proper alignment, we're going to come through and we'll laugh and there will be so much joy that you'll forget about the pain of being stretched.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And I really just want to encourage you, do not be swayed by what you're seeing, because an enemy wants to sway you by what you see. And it's in moments like these when you hear in the Word where it talks about a great falling away. People fall away because when it comes time for the storm and the difficult times, we haven't been set properly. And God wants us not to lose heart. Amen.
Amen. And I don't really know why I went in the direction with in regards to tithing. I just believe there's got to be somebody in here this morning that's just struggling with that. And I understand. I understand how difficult that can be. Because one of the things that becomes difficult for us as humans is giving up control. And when we start tithing, we're giving up control of 10% of our income to what we think is people in the church. But in reality, what we're doing is releasing it to the Holy Spirit, releasing it to God. And I got to tell you, the deacons and the elders in this church, we do the very best we can. We stretch every dollar to try to make sure that we're handling it properly. But ultimately, it boils down to this. Do we trust God? Are we going to trust that if I give up 10%, that God is going to take care of all my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus? Do we trust Him? Now, there's other issues with trust, I'm sure. Do you really trust the Lord? Do you trust that He's able to get you through this situation that you're in? Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, be removed, cast into the sea, and it'll be done. Say to the mountain. What do you say? What are you saying to your mountains right now? What are you saying? Are you looking at that mountain and saying, oh, look how big that mountain is. Look how wide that mountain is. Look at the rocks on that mountain. I could never get over that mountain. This is a huge, huge mountain. Stop talking to the mountain like that. Do you realize we had a sign out there, I think it said something like, fear is faith in the wrong thing. That's what we do. We put our faith in the mountain because we start talking about how difficult the mountain is. We have got to get control of the things that we're saying and start speaking life on a regular basis. Don't speak death. When somebody tells you about their sickness, don't tell them about the person that you know that died with that. Stop speaking death into people. Yes, but God is still on the throne. God is still able. Let's speak life. Let's believe. Let's trust our God. I'm going to wrap this up this morning. I'm going to tell you a story about Alexander Kerr. How many have used Kerr canning jars before? Alexander Kerr was a man that lived, he was born in the late 1800s. And when he was 14 years old, he accepted Jesus as his personal Savior. And he was sold out to serving Jesus. But Alexander Kerr had ambition. And he wanted to be successful. And in 1902, he read a booklet that was written by a bishop by the name of Allen. And the bishop was, the title of the book was something like Israel's Promise and Jacob's Fulfillment or something to that effect. I could go back up to the pulpit and find it exactly for you, but the title is not really important. But basically, the booklet was about Jacob and the commitment that he made to God to give 10%. God said, I'm going to bless you, and Jacob in return said, I'm going to be faithful to give you 10% of all that I have. And the booklet, it ended up saying that 20 years later, Jacob came back to Bethel, a very wealthy man. Because he was faithful and God was faithful. Alexander Kerr believed that and he started tithing. He started giving 10%. And in 1906, he was away from his jar plant where they manufactured the jars. He was away on a business trip. And while he was away on the business trip, he got a telegram that said, horrible earthquake has taken place. Everything in sight is devastated. And that was in 1906 earthquake in San Francisco, one of the worst on record. It pretty much leveled San Francisco. Alexander Kerr turned to the associates that was with him, and he said, if that is true, if I've lost everything, then God is a liar, because he has promised that he's going to take care of me. I don't believe it. A week later, he got another telegram from a man that said, all the plants in your area are burned and completely destroyed. You're a ruined man. Alexander Kerr once again turned to his associates and said, I don't believe it. God is not a liar. A few days later, he got another telegram. This telegram said, it's a miracle. Your plant is the only one left in that area. All others were completely destroyed and burned. When he got there, he went in. He took inventory, walked around, checked out everything. Not one jar was broken in the whole plant. Now, this is historical fact. God is awesome. God is working on your behalf that same way. Ivy said he's not a respecter of persons. Absolutely. He is not. He's on your side. Take heart. God is with you. God is leading you. God is directing you. I don't care what that mountain looks like. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to that mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. In Jesus' name. And it shall be done. Stand with me. Hallelujah. This has been a different service this morning. Good. Been a good service. Been a God service. Hallelujah. Bow your head with me just a moment. Father God, I know that there's people in here this morning. They love you, but they just have a difficult time giving everything over to you. And I thank you that you're dealing with their heart. And this is a matter between you and them. And Father, today, you're speaking directly to them about giving you everything. Giving you control. Control of their marriage. Control of their finances. Control of their emotional state, Lord God. You are in control. They're going to give it to you, Father, because you are such an awesome and mighty God. They need your love imparted in their heart right now, Father. I just thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you know this and you're dealing with it. This is supernatural, Father. You're stirring that heart right now to put aside these things that are destroying their life and their family. And they're at a place, they're at a crossroads right now. A choice must be made. A choice to relinquish it completely to you or to go their own way. God, if I could, I'd make the choice for them, but I can't. give them the strength right now, Father, to make the right choice for life, for godliness, for family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh.
How he loved us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
Ah, amen.
Thank you.
Father God, we just ask you to go with us this morning. Thank you for an awesome day that you've given us. Help us to make the best of this day for your kingdom. Bless your people. Direct us always, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed day.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.